We are learning Maseches Menachos Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, around 7-8 lines from the top Pehei Amud Aleph on the new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah: Ein Meviim Loim Beis Hazvolim Loim Beis Hashlochim. So Rashi right away says Ein Meviim means the Omer and Shtei Alechem. You can't bring the Omer and Shtei Alechem from a Beis Hazvolim, which is a field which Zevel is used to fertilize it, using dung to fertilize it. Why? Because maybe it wasn't done so well and the peiros are inferior, or because the zevel ruins the tam of the peiros. V'lo beis hashlochem, you can't bring a beis hashlochem. There also, the peiros are weaker there because there it has to, you have to water it and irrigate it, and sometimes it's not done so well. So therefore, it's not so good quality. V'lo beis ha'ilon, and not from a soda that has elonis in it. The field, besides for the two, has elonis in it. It's not. It makes the flour inferior. Heavy, but if you brought it, it's kosher. It's kosher for the avet. Now, Tosis argues in Rashi. Tosis says, talking about all the menachas. Tosis in Masla Emavim says, b'chol menachas kamrinim. Talking about all menachas. Even though the Mishnah has some kind of mashmai, he's talking about the Omer, but talking about all menachas. Rashi learns, dafka Omer shtelecha. Zok the Mishnah vayte. Kate Zadawaisa, how do you get the best flour? What do you do? So what you do is like this. Nara, he first plows the field, Shana Rishana, the first year, and leaves it fallow without planting. Vishana Shnia, in the second year, Zoyra Kaidla Pesach V'yayim, 7 days before Pesach, he plants, and that makes V'hi'oysa Soilus Ruba, that makes a lot of soilus, makes a lot of flour. It produces a very good flour. Ketza Baidik, how do you check the flour to see if it's sifted well? So I Gizbar, Machaz Yadol Sechem, sticks his hand into it. Allah ba avak, if dust came out, there wasn't pure flour, some dust in there, like that's very, very fine flour. It's too fine, is no good either. Psula chinafen, until you sift it again. Pemislia, not Allah is, if the soilus, if the flour got wormy, it's psula, it's possible, gets disqualified. It's like a balmum, like we'll see on the base. Zok the Gemara. It's in the Mishnah that a keitzaraisa, nara shana rishayin. The first year you leave it fallow. And the second year, you plant before Pesach 70 days. We have to explain two things, which we will explain now in the following prices. Why 70 days before Pesach? And also, a boyalu like this, a shayla, hechikama, nara shana rishayna, and then vishniya nara again, and then zaira a little bit later. So it means you plow the whole field, you leave it fallow. The next year, beginning of the year, you plow the whole field. Then 7 days before Pesach, you do again a plow, and you plant it. Turns out you did plowing three times, technically. That's one side. Idilma, Nara Shana Rishayna. The first year you plow it. Uvishniya, Zaira Blay Nara. And then the second year, you wait straight till 7 days before Pesach, you do a quick plowing and you plant it. The shaila is, do you do a second plowing and leave it fallow just for a few months or not? That's the question. Do you do a second plowing beginning of the second year? So Gemara's bring a raya, try to bring a raya from a braisa. Tashima, Omer Rav Yosi. Tashima, the Tanya, look at the braisa. Omer Rav Yosi. Av chite kerzayim uchvar achem. These are places. The pasuk means chitim from kerzayim. Some say the place is called chite kerzayim uchvar achem. These places il mali smuch yishlaim. If they would be next to yishlaim, they would be a prime candidate to take from there soilus for the oimer and shtei lechem. Oimer v'yemem. Now, why are they prime candidates? V'she'emer v'yemes oimer elamin asodus hamaduramos. We only like bringing from fields that are in the Dharma in the south. And also, they're plowed for this reason. And the reason like this, that over the winter is when the tua grows. And the Metzius is, in the winter, the sun is mostly in the south. As we go closer to the summer, so then the sun is also in the east and west as well. It comes up on the east and it goes the whole south and it sets in the west. But in the winter, it's a much shorter route and it's mostly on the Dharam side, mostly on the south side of the sun. So therefore, you want a property, a field that's in the south side in order to get enough sun that it should get sweet, the tefuah should grow well. So therefore, this place was actually in the south, but it wasn't close enough to Yerushalayim. But it would be close enough to Yerushalayim to keep the caramel and be fresh and should have an aim of Vira Malmitzvah. All the reasons why we have Smuch Yerushalayim, then you would take from there. But Lamais is not close to Yerushalayim. But it does have the Maila of being in the south. Now, Ketzad Oysa, so the Brisa goes further. It says, what's the process of getting tfuah, good tfuah from a field? It says, Nara Shana Rishayna. You plant 1 year and you leave it fallow. then it was Vesnia, Chayrish Vashina, and the next year, Yechayrish, the beginning of the year, then 7 days before Pesach, Yeshina again, do it again. Altogether three plowing. So this is where the Pshita is going to be from this Brisa. Vizoira Kam Pesach Yom, why do you do 7 days before Pesach? Kadesh Day Smucha Lechama. We want it to get more sunny. Now, as it gets closer to the summer, it's sunnier. And therefore, we want to be planted 7 days before Pesach, and it'll be perfectly ripe and right before Pesach, and nice and sunny, nice and sweet. And that's what we do. Va'oisa kana zeres boilas zerasayim. And when it grows like this, if it's the height of a kana, the kernel will be double, will be the height of the kernel will be a zeres, which is a half amma, the kernel will also be a zeres. Usually the kernel is like one quarter of the kana, but if you plant it this way, it'll be one half of the kana. It'll be equal to the kana, same size as the kana. Instead of it being one quarter of the kana, it'll be 100% the size of the kana. It'll be two zeres, zerasayim. Then, after you plant this gevaldige tefua, you take those kernels, kaitzer, you cut down the wheat, umamer, you bundle it, v'dosh, you thresh it, v'zayri, you throw it into the wind, so it separates it, the bayer, then you separate all the chaff, v'teichin, you grind it, merake, you sift it, umavi, etzal gizbar, you bring it to the gizbar, and the gizbar has to check it now. V'gizbar, ma'ach nesiyadu sech, this is hand inside, im also v'avik, if dust comes out, omalei chazar v'nafayis t'shniyah, go do it again. It still needs more sifting. Sh'unos naimer, Amru, a different way how he checks it. A gizbar soch yodai shemen, umachnis asoicha ad shemala kolavka. He soaks his hand with oil, sticks it in, until his hand is covered with avak, then he knows that it's too avaki, it's too full of dust. Akabam, this is the brisa, kshmak a long brisa. What do you see in the brisa? Ktonimias, like we just spoke out when we said the brisa. Chayrus of shayna. Second year, you plant again. You plow again, and then right before planting, you do it again, twice, altogether three times. So it's a raya to the shalom, our Mishnah. So the Gemara, no. Our Mishnah doesn't say chayrus of shayna. V'letamech, my sister like Tani shayna. Our Mishnah doesn't say shayna. So if I get it, our Mishnah's not like this. Brisa Ktani shayna. Top on pay and base now. Brisa Ktani shayna. The brisa says, Shani, do it again, so it's not a raya. If it's a kasha, the price is different. Our mission is not like that. So Mar says, no, wouldn't be shver. Holy kasha, kan, our mission is talking about avuda. That the sada already, before the first year already, it was already avuda, it was already softened. Therefore, it doesn't need the extra plowing. Kan, bein avuda. But akaponim, we don't know exactly what the psak is. Am I have a law? What's halacha lemaisa? What's halacha such a case? Do you do extra plowing or not? Tashma, bring it right from this price. Time with the price, huh? Nor chetzia v'zareya chetzia. The first year you plant the entire field. You plant the entire field, and then you plow the entire field, and you only plant half, and you leave all the half fallow. The next year, nor chetzia v'zareya chetzia. The next year, the part that was fallow you plant, and the other half you leave fallow, like every other year. But you only do one charisha per year. So you see from here, you only do one charisha. You don't do two charishas per year. And the way to keep it strong, the field, is not to do every single year of planting. You leave a break in between. So tomorrow, Vayit. Omer Aviecha. Ein mevien es ha-omer el mena sodeis ha-meduramis. You only bring the omer from sodeis that it's in the south. Shavar Yisrael. Shavim chama, which the chama comes up. And zerachas, vehem chama shakas. The chama comes up, zerachas. And from there, the chama goes down. So it goes up and down. That's the perfect place. So the Moses Taina Mehachi brings a brisa. Now, it was bothering our way. We had a first brisa with Aleph. What do you bring another brisa for? So let's see this brisa. We'll come back to the kasha in a second. Taina Mehachi. Avashol Oimer. Oimer Hoya. Bom Bikas Beis Makla. Used to come in the place called Bikas Beis Makla. Kabas Gimel Soin Hoysa. It was the size that could plant three sa'im, which comes out to 7,500, because we know a base sa'im is 2,500 amas, square amas. This is 7,500 square amas, because three sa'im. So it came from a place that was Kabash Shalosh Sa'im Ha'isa. The sa'im was the Remes Ha'isa. It was in the south of Bachamah, Zerachas, Benachamah, Shakats. And Nar Chatzia used to leave half fallow of Zerachas. All the other half you planted. Nar Chatzia of Zerachas, you left the half fallow. Next year, half fallow and planted all the half. So you see, calling the brisa that was with the Ramas. Ah, we asked, why don't you bring the brisa from Aleph? Why bring another brisa? So I saw from the Eilat Shloima that he answers that there is mashmatz dafka the shita of Rabbi Yosi. Mashenkin, this brisa which brings that a maisa. So since it's a maisa, so it's better than Stam, even if the Chum argue. In the Mishnah before, it said, Om Rav Yesi, it sounds like maybe the Chum argue there, and they wouldn't go like the Chidah. But here, it says a Maisa Rav, a story of Lach L'Maisa, and therefore, it's better. And therefore, it's more Lach L'Maisa. That's why it's telling you like Rav Yechonah. Chilke Ratu V'Avali Karnadara. He had this little part of his field in one corner. And he in that corner, he practiced what it says in this Braisa. It was Nor Chetziyah, Zara Chetziyah. He left half fallow, half planted. Half fallow, half planted. Nor Chetziyah, Zara Chetziyah. But of the Achatre, and that part of the field did double than the rest. And also he sold those chita for soilus because it was very high quality soilus. Now Rashi speaks out that this soilus was not sold for menachas because he didn't live in the times of menachas, he actually lived in Babel. So it says soilus limkar lemenach soilus limkar because the menachas it wasn't in the gate. That's the right speaks out. I read the exact lashon. It wasn't around in his days. This is found in the Kisvi Rashi Kisvi Yad Hashalim that we have in my Gemara from Oiz Vahada that Moshe got for me. Okay, so the Gemara Vayta. It says the Mishnah Vim Hisliya Pesula Vim Hisliya. It says if the soilus got wormy, it's possible. Tana Rabbanon soilus Hisliya Ruba. If most of it got wormy, it's possible. The Chidush Hisliya Ruba Pesula. Which means like this: that avad that a soilus that got wormy is possible. And not only that, obviously, even if there's worms there, Stamazar is not allowed to eat it. Even if there's no worms there anymore, but whatever got wormy is possible. But the rest that's not wormy will be kosher. But the halacha is, if roiv became hislia, roiv of the soilus, then it's possible. And chitim also, if the roiv became possible. Now, when we say chitim roiv, it's a little schwer. By flour, we understand. Roiv flour means you have 5 pounds of flour. If 3 pounds became wormy, the whole thing is possible. The whole thing you can't use for menachas. Mashayin came by chitim, every chita is its own chefza, it's its own thing. It's its own unique item. It's not telling you something else. What does it mean, roiv? So that's clear. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, beroiv hachita, do we mean that once roiv hachita got wormy, so that whole chita is disqualified, but the rest of the chitim, nothing touched it? That's fine. Oy beroiv asaw. Meir halach is, if roiv of the saw became wormy, then even the ones that look good will also be disqualified because all considered one entity, all this chitim here in this one basket, they'll all be considered, since Raib, they'll all consider Balimum not be able to use, and the Mar Blives with a take we're not sure about this. Rava is another shayla. Boy Rava, Hekdishon, the loch is, like Rashi brings down, that if you are Makdish, a Balmum, you're over 5 lavin, it says, from the Gemara Truma, as Rashi Kisviyat says. So what about if you makdish these chitim that had this hasla'ah, became wormy, which makes them a stikl of balmum? What's the halacha? Chidish ma'os yilka leim shem balmum. Do you get malchus for balmum if you makdish these chitim? What's the shayla? Kivun the pasuk of balmum dami. Adilma ein balmum el kebehema. El bebehema. Ein balmum is only by behema and not by chitim. That's the shayla. Teku b'lai v'shirah teku. That's awesome. We're bringing now another mishnah to bring the same similar shayla. Tan Hasam called eights. They had these eightsim that do for the maracha that they used for the mizbeach, and they had a special room in the base of mikdash that they used to deworm all the eightsim. So called eightsim to buy to last possible gav mizbeach. It's possible mizbeach. Omash shmul ishon olach. Only if it was a very wet eights. There you can't remove the worm, and if you do, you mess up the whole piece of wood. It doesn't look nice anymore. If it's dry, garda, you rub off the worms, v'kasher, and it's kasher. Boy, Rava, k'dishu ma'o shiyuk lom shim v'almum. If you makdish one of these eitzim, for carbon eitzim, are you oiva m'shum the issa of being makdish v'almum? Like we said, by behema, it's 5 lavin. Do you have these 5 lavin? My eitzim also, given the pasuk of v'almum dami. Adumma ein v'almum el behema, meaning the din v'almum is only by behema, teiku. Now, Tosis points out, what if that same shayla again? Just ask it together. So he said, here's a special chiddush. According to Rebbe, that carbon eitzim is called a carbon gomer. That's Rebbe's sheet that we had in Daf Chafon Bay. It's called a carbon gomer. So maybe Taka has a din of loy sakriva, has a din of balmum. So that's the Mara's shayla. It's like imtim tzloima. Imtim tzloima over there by the chitim. It's not called balmum. That's there. But carbon eitzim, which has a din carbon eitzim, maybe it's different. Take blibes, what a take.